Welcome to another episode on Word for Today. This is for everyone who wants to become a better version of themselves. We are grateful for listeners like you. So, let's get right into it. Hi there. Thank you for joining me again. This is Word for Today from Milayo Adepoju speaking. I started a series on the voice you hear, and this is part 3. In this episode, I'd like to show you the 5th impact of the voice you are hearing, and that is, the voice you hear determines the pressure that you feel. I'd like to take a case study of Delilah and Samson. You know, this account is a classic example of how the voice you hear can influence your actions, and in this case, the pressure that you feel. You know, Delilah was a woman who played a significant role negatively in the life of Samson, a man full of strength and divine abilities. This account, the Philistine rulers bribed Delilah, you know, to get the secret of Samson's strength because he was a threat to them. Delilah used her voice and manipulation skills day in, day out to pressure Samson until he was overwhelmed and weary of his life, that he had to reveal the secret of his strength to Delilah. Of course, Delilah betrayed Samson, cut his hair while he was asleep, had the Philistines to capture him, he was blinded, and he was imprisoned. This account led to the tragic death of Samson. And of course, because he succumbed to the pressure over his life. This illustrates how the voice of persuasion and manipulation can lead someone to make decisions they might not otherwise have made. Beyond the specific account I've just shared, the concept of voices influencing pressure and decisions can be seen in various contexts: peer pressure, societal norms, family expectations, media influence, what have you. You know, the way others speak to us or the messages we receive from society can significantly impact the choices that we make and the pressure we feel to conform to certain standards or expectations. This is my counsel to you today. Distance yourself from relationships that consistently cause you stress, anxiety, or undue pressure. You need to maintain healthy boundaries and reevaluate. And number 2, resist negative pressures coming from the society, from family, from friends, or even from yourself, and make choices aligned with your values and beliefs. Number 3, never take a decision when you feel pressured. I'll see you in the next episode. God bless you.
Keep winning and have an amazing day.